Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've been listening to Kansas City Royals Baseball on the Royals Radio Network.
You're listening to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
This Odyssey Sports broadcast has been presented by Health Markets. Shop for health insurance your way.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, well, first place is going to have to wait. Unfortunate. It was nice for a while seeing the Royals sit atop the American League Central. It was short-lived. Royals lose Game 3 in Anaheim, 9-3 the final score, in a game that just never really felt all that clean. You know what I mean? From a Royals perspective, just never felt like a clean game right out of the gate. You have MJ turning a single into a triple. Reagan's can't find his command. You know, Salvi's getting beaten by getting beaten 5-hole. Bobby's getting caught stealing. It never felt good. It never looked good. You know, outside of the very beginning. Okay, the very beginning looked like, oh, here we go again. There's no stopping these boys. Right, Bobby. Infield knock, he steals second base, Salvi drives him in with a bullet to left. Okay, maybe there were 10, 20 minutes there where it felt like, all right, let's just get ready for the sweep tomorrow. But unfortunately, no, Royals lose 9-3. Phone lines are open for you. I can't imagine this one hurts all that much. I'm happy to talk about it if it does. If it doesn't, still very happy to talk some Royals baseball with you tonight. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. So while this game, second inning, after that second inning, that three-run second inning highlighted by a Joe Adell bomb off of Cole Reagan's. Following that second inning, not much to really celebrate. And yet, there's always something to celebrate, at least thus far. 41 games in, there's always been something to celebrate, and there is something to celebrate tonight. And that's the fact that Seth Lugo pitches tomorrow. You know, I made mention of this earlier today. To me, that's my favorite part of the team. Some of you talk about the fight. Some of you talk about Bobby or Salvi or the by any means necessary attitude of this ball club. But for me, what I enjoy most about the 2024 Royals, my favorite part of this team, is the next day's starting pitcher. No matter what happens over the course of these nine innings, I don't care how painful the loss is, all I need to do is look at the probable starting pitcher for the next game. And no matter how tough that loss is, or tonight when it's not really that painful, pretty simple to boil this one down. Tyler Anderson just outpitched Cole Reagans. But let's see Patrick Sandoval outpitch Seth Lugo tomorrow. Let's see. Let's see it happen. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. We can talk about the game if you want. But like I told you, until we flip the calendar to June, the only thing I'm focused on is health. Now, yes, I still want them to play fundamentally sound baseball and winning baseball. Sure, obviously. But even if the wins aren't piling up, as long as they're staying healthy, man, I told you I'm cool. The wins will be there. They'll remain around 500 until the end of May. They're going to maintain through May. But now, when I say maintain, I'm talking health. I want to keep that rotation elite. I want to keep that defense and that team speed elite. All right, let's hear from you following the Royals' 9-3 loss in Game 3 of this four-game series in Anaheim. Royals still have a chance to win the series tomorrow afternoon with, again, Seth Lugo on the hill. Let's head out to Leavenworth. Talk with Bill. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, Vern, I'm going to tell you, we can't win every night. But as I told all neighbors and friends the end of last season, I knew the Royals were going to be very competitive this year. I love manager Q. He reminds me a lot of Ned Yost. Never points fingers. They like him. And I really believe this team will be competitive. And I believe that this is a playoff year, I hope. And with Seth Lugo going tomorrow night, the way he's been pitching, I think we're going to see that we take 3 out of 4. Let's just hope. So anyway, have a good night, kid.
Yeah, you do the same. I appreciate it. Yeah, of course. That's the hope. And you'll have the pitching advantage tomorrow, and then you head to Seattle, where I don't know how often, if at all, you'll have the pitching matchup. I think a case can be made that Seattle has the best rotation in Major League Baseball, so that's going to be a nice little test coming up. Thanks again for the phone call. It opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. With tonight's loss, Royals now on pace to win 95 games. They still own the fifth best run differential in Major League Baseball, and the record is 500 away from Kauffman Stadium. Yeah, with tonight's loss, the boys are now 9-9 away from the K. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Fastball Rick down the third baseline. Pass Goodrum, a fair ball into the corner. Witt rounds third, in to score easily. Salvador Perez hustles around first. He's in his second standing with an RBI double.
104 miles per hour off of the bat of Salvador Perez. He rips a 1-0 fastball in the middle of the plate, rips it into left field. Bobby scores easily from second base, and the Royals are off and running in the first, up 1-0. And it was all downhill from there. 3 runs for the Angels in the second inning. They would get 2 more off of Cole Reagans in the third. They get 2 more off of Reagans in the seventh, and then 2 more off of Nick Anderson in that 4-run seventh inning. So that's how the Angels amounted 9 runs in this 9-3 Game 3 victory for the Halos. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. The Royals, 3 runs. Well, you heard Salvi's RBI double there in the first inning. Bobby drove in Michael Garcia with a single in the sixth. And then after Nelson Velasquez reaches on a leadoff knock in the seventh, he's plated by Kyle Isbell with 2 outs with an opposite field RBI single. That's the 3 Kansas City runs, obviously well short of enough to pick up Cole Ragans, who just struggled with his command really early on. You heard Matt Quatrero mention earlier that Cole's delivery looked a little out of whack, and maybe that was the reasoning why it took him a time and a half through the lineup before things locked in. And when they locked in, you saw more classic Cole. He retired 11 of the final 12 that he faced. He retired 11 of the final 12 heading into his final inning. So 1-2-3 in the fourth, works around a two-out single in the fifth, 1-2-3 in the sixth, and now he's pitching well. Again, retired 11 of the last 12. So Matt Quatrero sends him back out in the seventh to face the bottom of the Angels lineup a third time. But he gives up back-to-back singles to the 8 and 9 hitters, respectively, and then a sacrifice bunt to the leadoff hitter, and it's two on with one out, and Q had seen enough. 102 pitches for Ragans, and his night is over. Nick Anderson comes in and retires the first batter that he faces, and then it was all downhill for Nick Anderson. He walks Taylor Ward, Kevin Pillar, goes to the opposite field on a poorly located fastball. And then Logan Ohapi rips one into left field. So that's back-to-back two-run knocks from Kevin Pillar and Logan Ohapi. And the game is out of reach after that four-run seventh inning. The loss goes to Cole Ragans. He's now 2-3 on the season. His final line, not very impressive. 6 1/3 innings, 7 runs on 8 hits. He walked one and struck out 3. Ragans now for the season, he saw his ERA balloon to 4.22 in this outing. He has 57 strikeouts in 49 innings and a off-putting whip of 1.29. Yeah, just not a great night for Cole Ragans and a very good night for Angels left-hander Tyler Anderson. He throws a quality start, and after that bumpy first inning highlighted by the Salvador Perez two-out RBI double, Tyler Anderson locked it in, facing 1-2-3 in the second, in the third, in the fourth, working around a two-out walk in the fifth to put up a zero. Tyler Anderson good, Cole Ragans not so much. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. Mark in the Northland pointing out a impressive stat that Salvi is batting .500 with men in scoring position. Yeah, Mark, that is eye-popping. And it's not he's 4-for-8. Nah, 18-for-36 with runners in scoring position. Good point, Mark. Yeah, Salvi 1-for-1 in such situations tonight, of course, being that RBI knock in the first inning. Salvi with that RBI now has 33 on the season. That's second most in Major League Baseball. His batting average rises to .326. That's eighth best in the sport. And his OP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yes, now rests at 940. That's 11th best in Major League Baseball. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Rally Mantis, obviously disappointed in this one, although he's trying to make a comparison between tonight's performance and the 2023 Royals. I don't see it. Because if this is 2023, Cole Reagan's is going to be a lot better than that. So, no, tonight did not look like the 2023 Royals. From the 913, Vern, not much to say about tonight's game. Let's just fast forward to Sunday and hope for better results. P.S., I guess MJ and his offer and misplay to start the game put Cole behind the eight ball early. I appreciate the text. Thanks for listening. Certainly it was a miss. Anyway, so he's leading off in the second inning, and he hits a line drive to left center field, and MJ Melendez takes a very bad route. It's not as if he was going to make a catch. But he angles right for the ball, and as it hits the ground, it skips right by him. You know, instead of coming behind the ball, He attacks from the side. So yeah, any sort of poor hop off the grass, if it snakes in the you got to get your body behind that one. MJ Melendez turns a single into a triple. Now, did that hurt Cole Reagan's? I don't know. Watching the game, I would say no. That three-run home run from Joe Adell was coming, whether it's a single or a triple. Had Cole Reagan's locked it in, and that run comes in to score, sure, I'd agree with you. But Cole Reagan's didn't lock it in for another 10, 11 batters after that. So whether it's a leadoff triple or a leadoff single, I think it's a run for Kevin Pillar in a few batters. Because after that leadoff triple, Reagan's got Logan Ohapi to ground out, and then he walked Nico Goodrum. Not an awful walk. I'll give credit to Goodrum. Worked a quality walk against a quality arm. But then a slider, a 1-2 slider to Joe Adell that did not get in enough, and Adell crushed it, 419 feet, a three-run blast. It's 3-1 Anaheim, and they never looked back. And yes, MJ did go 0-for-4. He did make a nice defensive play later on in the game, but yeah, you know what? It was just the game never felt right, never felt clean. Defensively, Bobby's getting thrown out. Reagan's never looked sharp. The bullpen wasn't great. Let's go to Colin in Kansas City. Colin, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
How's it going, Vern? I think tonight was just a bad luck game. It just felt like there was just so many things that didn't click, like you were saying, especially with Cole Reagan's. And then they started to come back. I thought they were going to come back when it was 3-5. Kind of felt like there was a lot of good things that were happening in the game, and it just sort of didn't materialize. This honestly kind of feels like the maintain through May that you've been talking about. This is the other side of maintain, you know. You just got to stay on it. So, I'll get off on the call, but go Royals, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I can't imagine, honestly, and I Okay, outside of that one guy named Steve that calls only after losses, other than that dude, I just can't imagine there are many people that are truly disheartened, bummed out, disappointed in this game tonight. I mean, unless you're a Royals fan that flew to Anaheim only to go to this game, yeah, okay, you're bummed out. But everyone else, is Cole Reagan's healthy? It seems like yes, Salvi's good, Vinny's good, Bobby's good, then I'm good. MJ's good, great. Isbell could still play center field tomorrow, great. Again, you're 7 games above 500, a half game back in the division, the 5th best run differential in Major League Baseball. There's just not much to complain about. You can't win the division right now. I don't even know if we're, well, I'll speak for myself. I'm not in a playoffs or bust mindset just yet. I'm not watching this team, watching Major League Baseball, looking at the standings with any postseason aspirations just yet. It's fun to see the Royals' name atop the division. Yeah, that was cool this afternoon, or this evening, I should say, but I'll have those conversations once we get to June. There's just no reason to have them right now. Not because the team doesn't warrant those conversations. They do. There's just 121 games to play. There's no reason to talk about something that is 4.5 months away. Give me 3 weeks. You know, Marsh and Waka, Singer, Lugo, Reagans, stay healthy for another 3 weeks. Schreiber, MacArthur, the big names in the lineup, stay healthy until we get to June, and then we can have those conversations. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Let's head out to Pleasant Hill, talk with Chuck. You're on the postgame show as the Royals fall to 24-17. What's going on, Chuck?
Vern, you're giving me a second chance. I love you, brother. Hey,
let's do it, bud.
I was that retard that talked to you.
Oh, boo. Oh, man, you got to get out of here, Chuck. Can't be talking like that. Hopefully we dump that. If not, I apologize. That's no way to speak in 2024. Clean it up, Chuck. Salvi would be disappointed in you. Salvi, one of two Royals with multi-hits in this 9-3 loss. Salvi's 13th multi-hit game of the season, second best on the team behind only Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby now has 17 multi-hit games. That's the most in Major League Baseball. Bobby also scored his 37th run tonight. That's the most in Major League Baseball. He's one of 7 players in the sport with 50 hits, and his 15 stolen bases rank 3rd in the sport. Bobby Witt Jr., without question, an MVP favorite right now as we enter the second quarter of the 2024 season. Royals lose 9-3. The phone lines are open for you. 9, if you can handle it, if you know how to speak properly. 913-586-7610. Quick timeout. Back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
And a swing and a ground ball left side. Shortstop can't get it. It's through for a hit. Here comes Velasquez around third to score. The Royals are within 2. On an opposite field RBI single by Kyle Isbell, their 3rd hit of the inning, and the Royals are down 2, 5-3.
Yeah, and that's what Colin was talking about, that moment right there. Sure, I understand. Why wouldn't you think the Royals are going to mount a comeback? Down by 2 late in the game? There aren't many teams. If there are, you can count them on one hand that have been as prolific late in the game as this Royals offense. So, yeah, when Kyle Isbell with 2 outs goes to the opposite field and scores Nelson Velasquez, the lineup's turning over. You're right. You finally got Tyler Anderson out of the game. Ron Washington's going to his bullpen. Let's go. Unfortunately, with 2 on and 2 outs, Adam Simber comes out of that Angels bullpen and Got Mikel Garcia to fly out to end the threat in the seventh inning, and that's... It would never be as good as it was there in the seventh inning. Royals had another man in scoring position when Salvi had his two-out double in the eighth inning, his second double of the game, but Nelson Velasquez went down swinging, ending that threat. And the boys went down 1-2-3 in the ninth inning. And no, if you're just joining me, it wasn't a 5-3 final score, because when the Royals were unable to come through there in the seventh, when Mike Hell flew out against Adam Simber and it's 5-3 heading to the bottom of the seventh, yeah, that's when things got out of hand. Back-to-back hits off of Cole Reagans, and then Nick Anderson comes in and four runs come across to score. That's our final score. Angels 9, Royals 3. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Always fun to take a look at the Triple Crown. It's just so funny to me that that's still a sentence that I can say. I'm able to say it with a straight face. I just couldn't right there, but... The Salvador Perez Triple Crown watch is on. He leads the American League in RBI. He's third in batting average. Actually, he's second in batting average. Stephen Kwan's about to fall out. He's not going to qualify soon because he's on the IL. So Salvi leads in RBI. He's second in batting average. And he's top 15 in home runs. So he needs to pick it up as far as the long ball is concerned if he's going to become... the latest recipient of the Triple Crown. I don't think it's going to happen, but man, that's so freaking cool that it's even a conversation, something that you can say 41 games into the season in his age 34 year. Unbelievable. 13th year, more than a quarter of the way through the season, and he's vying for the Triple Crown. Let's go to Rick in Blue Springs. Rick, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hello, first-time caller.
Sir, all right, appreciate it.
Want to ask you a question here about when we're pulling the starter. Last week, I believe Lugo was 77. I didn't like that. As soon as the single was given tonight by Reagan's, I'd have pulled it.
What's the leadoff single?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I would have pulled him right then. What do you think about that? I way off there?
No, listen, I mean, if you were managing the game, you would have, you know, had Nick Anderson up and throwing, ready to go in the moment Cole Reagan's gives up a single. The issue is, if he doesn't give up that single, and then he does what Q was hoping, and that is retire the side in order. He was going to give him the 8-9 hitters and then the leadoff hitter, who was a lefty. If he retires the side, well, then you just burnt Nick Anderson. You had him up and ready, and now maybe now you don't need him. Maybe you bring him out in the eighth inning. No, you're not off base, but at 90 pitches, Reagans had retired 10 of the previous 11. Yeah, he was battling Zach Neto too. You know, that was a seven-pitch battle that ended with a single to center field. No, if you were thinking it at the time, man, there are no wrong opinions when it comes to this game of baseball. This, you know, people have been second-guessing the manager for decades, for more than a century. So, no, you're not off base. I was fine with the decision. I would have brought him out. I would have handled it, honestly, the exact same way that Q went about it. But as far as pulling the starters, you know, I don't think you can lump them all in together. Every game and every starting pitcher is a story of its own. Right, Seth Lugo at 77 pitches the other night, I'm with you. I didn't want to see him come out either. But when you take into account that... You know, Lugo led, at that point, Lugo had logged more innings than anybody else in Major League Baseball. He already faced the Brewers lineup three times. You were about to send him through that lineup a fourth time. He had thrown more than 100 pitches in each of his previous, two outings? If you listen to that postgame show, you heard me. I wasn't a fan of it. I would have left Seth Lugo out there. So I'm not always in lockstep with Q, but I certainly was tonight. Speaking of Cole Ragans, let's hear what he had to say after his third loss of the season. 6 1/3 innings, 7 runs on 8 hits, 3 punch-outs, and a walk. He had this to say after the game to Bally Sports, Kansas City.
Obviously not the best. Made some mistakes. Felt like a few times made some good pitches. They hit hard. A few times, obviously, left some pitches over the plate. Fell behind quite a bit, I felt like. Just not the best.
You mentioned maybe the delivery being a little out of sync. Is that what you felt?
A little bit. I'm not going to blame it on that. Just more so just commanding my stuff. It wasn't great.
On the Adele home run, was it a pitch that leaped back over the plate?
No, it was a good pitch. It was a slider down and in. I got it down and in. He just put a good swing on it.
The walk before that, frustrating?
Yeah, very, obviously. That shouldn't happen. Walks hurt you just like that. It's a run. Obviously, it's pretty frustrating.
How did you feel with your changeup, especially later on in the outing?
Yeah, I thought the changeup was good. I thought I got good results with it. Weak contact with it. Left a few over the plate. They found a hole, but overall, I felt good with the changeup.
Did you feel like you kind of got into a groove a little bit, and maybe in the middle innings to award you to come back out there?
I just try to go at guys. I had given up the runs in back-to-back innings. At that point, it was just like, keep it there and, give us a chance to come back.
Well, the weak ground balls in the third inning especially, how does that kind of change the way you think about, especially that inning in particular?
Yeah, I think I just got to keep attacking, I feel like, I felt like I made some pitches, got weak contact, but I just found the right spot. I gotta flush it, move on, get ready for the next one.
How'd you feel with the slider into the Adele one, but overall?
It was all right. Not the best. Still working on it, making some adjustments, but yeah, not great with it.
All right, there you go. That's Cole Ragans following his 9th start of the season. He's given the team at least 6 innings in 6 of those 9 starts. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. You're on 610 Sports Radio. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, yeah. Hey, Vern. I'm doing fine, man. How you doing tonight, Vern?
Doing great. Doing great, bud.
I hear you, man. Baseball's always fun.
Heck yeah.
So, Vern, I'm just jokingly here, but I'm blaming the loss on Dustman's parlay tonight. That's why they lost.
Fair.
The money line, the strike thing, so it's Dusty's fault. No, I'm just kidding him. I'm just giving him a hard time. But, Vern, I'm with you. It's amazing what the captain's doing at his age, Vern. It's every day. He just does it. I just love the guy. Kansas City loves the guy. Keep up the great work, Salvador Perez. And then, Vern, I heard you talk about this guy, too, and when you said this, he's one of my favorite part of the teams this year too, and that's Seth Lugo. You go, I go, they go. We all love to watch Seth Lugo, and he's going tomorrow, baby. And it's about winning series. And as always, let's go Royals. Choo choo, choo choo.
Listen, I said going into this West Coast trip, I want 3 wins, but I won't freak out if they only win 2. They've already won 2. So I'm feeling pretty good. We'll see how good I'm feeling if they only win 2, if they finish off this West Coast trip with 5 straight losses. That's just so, you're not trying to tempt fate, but it's just so difficult to imagine this rotation losing every game 1 turn through. Okay, Ragans didn't have it tonight. No doubt about it. He said as much. But with Lugo and then Singer and then Waka and Marsh, you just feel as if one of them's going to have the goods. One of them's going to have that 6-7 strong innings of the goods. And listen, Cole Ragans is still the goods. Even though he didn't have it tonight, look at what he's done as a member of the Royals. Now, tonight was his 21st start since coming over from the Rangers. His ERA as a Royals, 3.28, 146 punchouts in 120 innings. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. A lot of text messages coming in late night. Thanks, Royals fans. Appreciate that. Chris in Topeka writes in, Vern, there are at least 40 games each year, even for good teams, that are flaming garbage. Tonight was one of those. Vern, it's hard to remember that tonight was only Cole Reagan's 30th career start, let alone 21st with the Royals. He's still learning. He's going to be an absolute nightmare very soon. No argument, Chris, although he already is, in my opinion, that nightmare. I can tell you what, Oakland is not looking forward to seeing Cole Reagans. Man, what a game that's going to be. Friday night, the first Firework Friday, the 2014 reunion happening before the game. Everybody's going to be there. And Cole Reagans is slotted to be the starting pitcher for that game Friday night. You know what? We didn't give these tickets away earlier today on the On Deck Show, so let's do it right now. How about this? James working with us tonight. James, we'll say the third caller right now. 913-586-7610. I got two tickets. You can go to the game on Friday if you want. 913-586-7610, just to say thanks for listening as we approach midnight in Kansas City. All right, let's go back to the text line while James handles that. 913-586-7610, Ryan from Olathe writing in. Always nice to hear from Ryan. Vern, I've got to get something off my chest. I wish so many fans wouldn't live and die by one outing. I check social media. Okay, well, there you go. Now, I'm reading that thinking, what are you talking about? We haven't heard from anybody. I haven't really read any text that is live and die. Or in tonight's case, a dying text. Yeah, social media, man, I didn't even look at X tonight. Honestly, I'm just not very active on it anymore. I was, you know, during the glory years. I was in 2018. But after 2018, man, I social media sucked so much of the fun of this job, first and foremost. And then secondly, sucked so much fun from baseball, being at a big league game. It sucked so much fun from it that I had to leave it behind. It was... Yeah, it's not good for me. So I just leave it alone. Ryan, I would advise you do the same, man. Baseball's too much fun. This team's way too good to get caught up in the nonsense on social media. Raj in the Ozarks is curious about Cole Reagan's velocity tonight. I guess you didn't really see the big fastball tonight from Cole. You saw, what, three strikeouts? All three of those strikeouts coming on... coming on the changeup. Taking a look, the fastball tonight was down slightly. Still sitting 96. He touched 98 a few times. Velocity looked fine. Again, Q chalked it up to his delivery. Everything looked out of whack tonight. Every aspect of the game, to me, just felt a little out of whack. Royals did steal a couple of bags tonight. Bobby with numbers 14 and 15. Bobby's third in Major League Baseball in stolen bases. Dyrone Blanco still eighth. The Royals have 44 this season. That ranks sixth best in Major League Baseball. From the 816, Vern, I'm enjoying this season for what it has been so far. So much so, we're planning our first ever road trip to St. Louis in early July. I want to give energy to the team as we receive it back. I'm all in this year. Let's go, signed King Beach in Blue Springs. Well, that's nice to hear, and happy anniversary to you and your wife. I see it's your 16th.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Anderson up and throwing, ready to go in the moment Cole Reagans gives up a single. The issue is, if he doesn't give up that single, and then he does what Q was hoping, and that is retire the side in order. He was going to give him the 8-9 hitters and then the leadoff hitter, who was a lefty. If he retires the side, well, then you just burnt Nick Anderson. You had him up and ready, and now maybe now you don't need him. Maybe you bring him out in the eighth inning. No, you're not off base. But at 90 pitches, Reagans had retired 10 of the previous 11. He was battling Zach Neto too. You know, that was a 7-pitch battle that ended with a single to center field. No, if you were thinking it at the time, man, there are no wrong opinions when it comes to this game of baseball. This, you know, people have been second-guessing the manager for decades, for more than a century. So, no, you're not off base. I was fine with the decision. I would have brought him out. I would have handled it, honestly, the exact same way that Q went about it. But as far as pulling the starters, you know, I don't think you can lump them all in together. Every game and every starting pitcher is a story of its own. Right, Seth Lugo at 77 pitches the other night. I'm with you. I didn't want to see him come out either. But when you take into account that, you know, Lugo led, at that point, Lugo had logged more innings than anybody else in Major League Baseball. He already faced the Brewers lineup three times. You were about to send him through that lineup a fourth time. He had thrown more than 100 pitches in each of his previous, what, two outings? If you listen to that postgame show, you heard me. I wasn't a fan of it. I would have left Seth Lugo out there. So I'm not always in lockstep with Q, but I certainly was tonight. Speaking of Cole Reagans, let's hear what he had to say after his third loss of the season. 6 1/3 innings, 7 runs on 8 hits, 3 punch-outs, and a walk. He had this to say after the game to Bally Sports, Kansas City.
Obviously not the best. You know, made
made some mistakes. Felt like a few times made some good pitches. They hit hard. A few times, obviously, left some pitches over the plate. Fell behind quite a bit, I felt like. Just not the best.
You mentioned maybe the delivery being a little out of sync. Is that what you felt?
A little bit. I'm not going to blame it on that. It's just more so just commanding my stuff. It wasn't great.
On the Adele home run, was it a pitch that leaked back over the plate?
No, it was a good pitch. It was a slider down and in. I got it down and in. He just put a good swing on it.
The walk before that was frustrating?
Very, obviously. That shouldn't happen. Walks hurt you. Just like that. It's a run. Obviously, it's pretty frustrating.
How did you feel with your changeup, especially later on in the outing?
Yeah, I thought the changeup was good. I thought I got good results with it. Weak contact with it. Left a few over the plate. They found the hole, but overall, I felt good with the changeup.
Did you feel like you kind of got into a groove a little bit, and maybe in the middle innings to award you to come back out there?
I just try to go at guys. I had given up the runs in back-to-back innings. At that point, it was just like, keep it there and, give us a chance to come back.
Well, the weak ground balls in the third inning especially, how does that kind of change the way you think about, especially that inning in particular?
Yeah, I think it just... I just got to keep attacking. I feel like, I felt like I made some pitches, got weak contact, but I just found the right spot. I got to flush it, move on, get ready for the next one.
How did you feel with the slider? You mentioned the Adele one, but overall?
It was all right. Not the best. Still working on it, making some adjustments, but yeah, not great with it.
All right, there you go. That's Cole Reagans following his ninth start of the season. He's given the team at least six innings in six of those nine starts. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. You're on 610 Sports Radio. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Vern. I'm doing fine, man. How you doing tonight, Vern?
Doing great, bud.
I hear you, man. Baseball's always fun.
Heck yeah.
So, Vern, I'm just jokingly here, but I'm blaming the loss on Dustman's parlay tonight. That's why they lost.
Fair.
The money line, the strike thing, so it's Dusty's fault. No, I'm just kidding him. I'm just giving him a hard time. But, Vern, I'm with you. It's amazing what the captain's doing at his age, Vern. It's every day. He just does it. I just love the guy. Kansas City loves the guy. Keep up the great work, Salvador Perez. And then, Vern, I heard you talk about this guy, too, and when you said this, he's one of my favorite part of the teams this year too, and that's Seth Lugo. You go, I go, they go. We all love to watch Seth Lugo, and he's going tomorrow, baby. And it's about winning series. And as always, let's go Royals! Choo choo, choo choo.
Listen, I said going into this West Coast trip, I want three wins, but I won't freak out if they only win two. They've already won two. So I'm feeling pretty good. We'll see how good I'm feeling if they only win two, if they finish off this West Coast trip with five straight losses. That's just so, you're not trying to tempt fate, but it's just so difficult to imagine this rotation losing every game one turn through. Okay, Reagans didn't have it tonight. No doubt about it. He said as much. But with Lugo and then Singer and then Waka and Marsh, you just feel as if one of them's going to have the goods. One of them's going to have that six, seven strong innings of the goods. And listen, Cole Reagans is still the goods. Even though he didn't have it tonight, look at what he's done as a member of the Royals. Now, tonight was his 21st start since coming over from the Rangers. His ERA as a Royals, 3.28, 146 punchouts in 120 innings. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. A lot of text messages coming in late night. Thanks, Royals fans. Appreciate that. Chris in Topeka writes in, Vern, there are at least 40 games each year, even for good teams, that are flaming garbage. Tonight was one of those. Vern, it's hard to remember that tonight was only Cole Reagan's 30th career start, let alone 21st with the Royals. He's still learning. He's going to be an absolute nightmare very soon. No argument, Chris, although he already is, in my opinion, that nightmare. I can tell you what, Oakland is not looking forward to seeing Cole Reagans. Man, what a game that's going to be. Friday night, the first Firework Friday, the 2014 reunion happening before the game. Everybody's going to be there. And Cole Reagans is slotted to be the starting pitcher for that game Friday night. You know what? We didn't give these tickets away earlier today on the On Deck Show, so let's do it right now. How about this? James working with us tonight. James, we'll say the third caller right now. 913-586-7610. I got two tickets. You can go to the game on Friday if you want. 913-586-7610, just to say thanks for listening as we approach midnight in Kansas City. All right, let's go back to the text line while James handles that. 913-586-7610. Ryan from Olathe writing in. Always nice to hear from Ryan. Vern, I've got to get something off my chest. I wish so many fans wouldn't live and die by one outing. I check social media. Okay, well, there you go. Now, I'm reading that thinking, what are you talking about? We haven't heard from anybody. I haven't really read any text that is live and die. Or in tonight's case, a dying text. Yeah, social media, man, I didn't even look at X tonight. Honestly, I'm just not very active on it anymore. I was, you know, during the glory years. I was in 2018. But after 2018, man, I social media sucked so much of the fun of this job, first and foremost. And then secondly, sucked so much fun from baseball, being at a big league game. It sucked so much fun from it that I had to leave it behind. It was... Yeah, it's not good for me. So I just leave it alone. Ryan, I would advise you do the same, man. Baseball's too much fun. This team's way too good to get caught up in the nonsense on social media. Raj in the Ozarks is curious about Cole Reagan's velocity tonight. Yeah, I guess you didn't really see the big fastball tonight from Cole. You saw, what, three strikeouts? All three of those strikeouts coming on... coming on the changeup. Taking a look, the fastball tonight was down slightly. Yeah, still sitting 96. He touched 98 a few times. That velocity looked fine. Again, Q chalked it up to his delivery. Everything looked out of whack tonight. Every aspect of the game, to me, just felt a little out of whack. Royals did steal a couple of bags tonight. Bobby with numbers 14 and 15. Bobby's third in Major League Baseball in stolen bases. Dairon Blanco still eighth. The Royals have 44 this season. That ranks sixth best in Major League Baseball. From the 816, Vern, I'm enjoying this season for what it has been so far. So much so, we're planning our first ever road trip to St. Louis in early July. I want to give energy to the team as we receive it back. I'm all in this year. Let's go, signed King Beach in Blue Springs. Well, that's nice to hear, and happy anniversary to you and your wife. I see it's your 16th. Way to go. Hey, way to handle this, Kansas City. Way not to freak out. You're 24 and 17. their pitcher was better than your pitcher, but you know your pitcher's better than their pitcher. Does that make sense?
You know what I'm talking about.
Same thing tomorrow. Seth Lugo. I'll see you there. 2 o'clock for the On Deck Show. James Howell, great job. We have a winner for the tickets. No more calls, please. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your night. Take care, Kansas City.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.